Peace and love. Welcome to the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network, the Win Nam You with the new ATL, the Asiatic Talk Language. My name is Madam Shabazz, and my co-host is Madam Heaven. Peace and love, Madam Heaven. How are you?
Well, peace and love, Madam Shabazz. Peace and love. And
well,
how are you, my sister?
Oh, wow. I'm very well today. I do hear that there is a little bit of audio issue going on right now with Blog Talk, so we're going to work through it. They have had some technical problems over the last week or so. In fact, I believe, according to an email, the system may have been hacked, so I'll let you know about the energy all the time. We always talk about that, and we talked about the energy of love. Well, today is Wednesday, a wonderful Wednesday. Today is April the 17th, 2013, which is a magnificent number 16. Taking it down to its least common denominator, the number 7. How about lucky number 7? The day of signs of the 7 seals, signs, and 7 birds. In fact, the 7 is a number that most of us know as the 7 chakras. However, that is just what most of us speak on, but there are more chakra systems in our bodies than that. We here at the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network are the school of thought that's based on the 4 L's, land, language, law, and love. And we are standing on the square. My sister, I'm standing on the square today, and how about you?
Yes, and that number 7 is Siete, which is my name, Nieve, and the name that they know as Heaven, Madam Shabazz.
Yes. Yes, thank you, my sister. Absolutely. As we know that the names are absolutely critical in telling us about who we are, where we come from, and what everything in our lives and our existence has been about, and where we can go with our lives. Well, today's lesson, the question of today's lesson is, what was passed down in your land? When you know your land, you will trace your DNA. Our ancestors, ancestors of the ants, the mighty builders and travelers, have left the footsteps that are imprinted in the land, the earth. In this lesson, we will start with the matter, and the atom, her historian. That would be me, Madam Shabazz, and Madam Heaven, telling his story, the belie of our faith. So strap yourself down and have a wonderful ride with us today on this mothership. All aboard, we're going to get down today.
into the Renam you, becoming the new human, the new energy and the forces in the natural law, in the natural realm of creation, the four corners of creation. And as we travel into the astral travel, yes, strap yourself on and take a stand. A high stand. Come on up to the Jannah, the paradise. We welcome you to come into the dome room of the Winamu, and we will drop the seeds that you need to hear, that you need to process with the reality of the realm of oneself. So, Madame Shabazz, would you please continue to our audience and spread the beautiful seeds so they can begin to grow in their garden.
Yes, you are tuned in to Blog Talk Radio and listening to the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network. Again, I am Madam Shabazz, and my co-host is Madam Heaven. Grab your paper and your pen as we walk through some of the steps that will take you back to your land, some of the steps that will give you indication to the language that was spoken on your land. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to jump right into our lesson of the day. Hold on, please. Welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening to the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network, the new Winnam U with the new ATL, the Asiatic Talk Language. We are delighted that you tuned in to us this afternoon or evening, depending on what coast you are on. Madam Heaven?
Yes, Madame Shabazz.
Let's talk about some of the footsteps that are necessary to take in order for someone to really have an idea to start to gather up the information that is necessary for them to find their own ID, their own identification. I'm just going to point out two really quickly, and then we can elaborate on those. One is the name. And how important is the name? One thing I have noticed about names is that the names follow a rhythm. For example, there is maybe about 20 years ago, I'm just going to use this because I can point at it right away, is that there were lots of Shaquitas, Marquitas, Levitas, all across the nation. There was a rhythm of the name that took place no matter where they were, no matter if the person was in Chicago, in New York, or in Florida, but that name, that rhythm of that name, it took place all across the entire United States, and I'm not even just to say even probably the world, because it's the rhythm, it was the vibration, the frequency that was at that time that made that name ring like that. So that would be one thing. And the other thing is the land, looking at the land. But before I go there, Madam Heaven, elaborate on the name, my sister.
Well, yes, thank you so much, Madame Shabazz, because let's break down the name. The name itself, the N-A of the me. So as we read from the left to the right, is N-A-M-E. But if you read it from the right to the left, the word, the first word you see the reality of yourself is me, and then the word am, because we would not exist with our name if we did not exist with the name of our ancestors. And so when we say ancestors and tracking back that word DNA, because that is the substance which where we come from. And when we say I could track back 5 generations, 7 generations, 10 generations, 50 generations, and if you can trace that back, you can still trace back. So when they tell you that the earth's name, the labels that they put on things and give names, where did these names come from? So when I first identify and see myself in the mirror, do I really see my name or do I see somebody else's name? Madame Shabazz.
Well, is that a question or is that rhetorical, sister?
Both. It's the me and plus, the singular and the plural.
Well, listen, I want to say that my name that my mother named me is Shonda Marshila. The Parks was the maiden name. And I always liked the name Shonda, and I did not have any concept in my name what the name meant. And I, for some reason, I didn't like the name Marshila, but now it rings a little bit more special to me in my soul, it does. But the name Shonda, my mother said that a nurse named me. I don't know who the nurse
can
was.
Can you spell your name, sis? Can you spell your name for me so I can show our audience how we break down names?
Yes. S-H-O-N-D-A.
Okay.
Shonda.
Okay. And Shonda, my beautiful Shonda, when first we break down the word show, or the word Sean, or the word of the Hohans dynasty, when they said Mary Magdalene, was she a ho? So let's clear that up right now. Because I say, brothers always say, sisters are angry, why we use words, why we use terminologies. But let's look at both ends of the spectrum. Because why was she called the ho? I said, was she a holy person, or was the brother called her a hoe because he wanted to get something from her, and she said, oh, no. So he said, you hoe? Or did she come from the Hohan dynasty, that the word king and queen is a European term? We were called like Haile Selassie. He was the 225th emperor and empress. Those are steps up, not steps down. Queen came about because the men of the Europeans, they want to be as to take on the characteristics of a woman. So they was called queer. So they just, with the R, put it in. So let's go back to the emperor and the empress and the warriors. Like the word Cherokee, that meant what? That story of Washington cut down the cherry tree, the people that got homicide and genocide. But see, they forgot to put on the Chiricahua warrior. And that's where we stand on this earth 2.5 when we talk about your name and existence of yourself. That's why we go back and take the people in a new beginning, in a new century, in a new millennium. Because even where did those words come from? From the people. So that's why we have to go all the way back to the beginning, Madame Shabazz. As your name is the word like Shah or Shon, mean to be opened from the womb. You see the word in your last letters, the NDA, the Inda, mean like they say the Indus or Indus people. Mean the Inda or the Da started from the beginning. As your name, Shabazz, we go back to the people of the Israel. Well, who are the true people of the Israel? And what does the word Jew mean? Yes, I am a Jew because it means that I come from Judah. I come from the Canaanites. I come from the world, and that word, not Abraham, but Ibrahim, as the word from him, and Maliki Yom Adin, mean master of the day of judgment. That's why they said according to the Mayan calendar, because that's the name we call creator, 2.5 million years ago on this side of the planet. And so that's where we start and let our people know within their name the connection, Madame Shabbat.
Well, sis, go back and briefly go over the INDA, NDA again. Would you please?
Yes. The word people mostly use, sister, the INDA people. Because, see, we have to know the hidden messages in the letters and the numbers. Because if you count up your numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, but as you said, you take that 6 of the 19 and you turn it around, or the 16, it's the 19. So you have to know which is that beginning of that 1 and that 6, because they say from the 6 to the 6, 6 to the 6, 6, 6. So you have to know what the numbers are and what they equal to. So in your name, sis, you have the 6, but in the new nam you, you have the 9. And as you were speaking about the chakras, so you write on and in your existence, your own reality of your own name. That birth that you talk about, the 7 seals, 7 signs, 7 births, you are in the birth, because most babies are born in that 9th month. Now, like myself, I was born in the 7th. But as you were born in the 9th to bring the creation back to the universal law. So that's why you have the numbers in your name.
Yes, sis. Numbers. And thank you so very kindly. And we just an idea of what you will be receiving when you come to the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network, when you drop into our lessons. As a part of what we are dedicated to doing is helping all of us is to find our own evolution of ourselves.
Madam Shabbat, may I just add on what you're saying, like take the number 6 and what you have in your name. Now let's break down the when I'm you, the new beginning or new human. Because if you take the word number, N-U-M-B-E-R, that's reading it from the left to the right. So I'm just going to break that down. The N-U-M, the nam, and the word means yes or beginning of something, their point. And you break down the word B-E-R, B-E-R. That is a tribe and a culture and a nation of people called the Berber people. So my audience, please go break down and look up the word B-E-R, B-E-R. So even in that word number, there are letters. And then letters, there's numbers. So that's why we always have to go into the hidden messages, Madame Shabazz.
Yes, thank you, my sister. So what our steppers can expect from us is that we will help you in our lessons. As you enroll into our school, we will help you to go deeply into your name. Deeply into how to get yourself out of your name. And one of the exercises that you can do as a point of practice to begin to see who you are, how you are, and how you appear to others is to look into your name and pull out as many words as you can in your name. And guarantee you this, that most of the names or words that you bring out of your existing names, even the names that people know you by, all of your AKAs and everything, these are very significant in helping us to identify who we are, what land we come from, how we can go back and see that the ring tones that we hear in ourselves and our names are directly related to our ancestors. So, Madam Heaven, thank you very much, my sister, for using me as your example today.
And I would just like to add on to your name. When you break down the letters in your name, the S-H-O, it becomes the O HHS. So I guess we represent all the hoes.
Uh-huh.
And then with the NDA, you see the word, what? DNA. So the DNA of all the hoes, going back to what? The Adam and the Eve. Their names was Ha and Hawa. But how they said she became a hoe because she broke the covenant and she listened to another, and we could call a snake man, because I said, well, what did he say? Yo, baby, let me holler at you. Because that's as the story goes, that she was living in the paradise, and so she let a snake deceive her. And so, therefore, with creation from the rest of the creation and other nations. And I ask you that question again, Madam Heaven, from that word Ha and Hawa, from the Adam, as you said today, reading Adam from the right to the left is Adam, but you read it from the right to the left is mother. So looking at the existence of that mother, that they say to people that the dark or the blue-blurry people of the earth, the dark people of the earth, was the first in existence. So then how did the other nations of existence come from the mother and the Eve?
Yes, sis, and where you're taking us is exactly where we want to land, L-A-N-D, in this, this lesson, is because it's very important that we take a look at where we are right here, right now, in this existence. So the question that is for you and I is, where do you currently live? Because where you currently live, you did not land there by accident. You did not get there by coincidence. You are there with a purpose. You were there because you are supposed to be there at this time and at this space is where you are right now. The energy that is needed for all of us is to be able to identify why we are where we are at this given time. In addition to that, where were you born? Go back. Look where you were born. Go back to look at the state. Go look at the state of mind in that state when you were born. Go back and look at the hospital that you were born, and what kind of a hospital was it? Was it hospital, or was it a hospice place, or what facilitated you? Who facilitated you to through this world? What kind of garden did you come out of? These are necessary things for us to look at so that we can be able to find our complete evolution. And in doing that, go back and look at your lineage. Where did your grandmother come from? Where did her mother come from? And where did the great-great-grandmother and the, we're going to call it the mother and the Adam, where did they come from? Because when you find their footsteps, you will also find the existence of yourself. You will begin to start looking. Madam Heaven, earlier you mentioned about going back multiple generations. But the truth of the matter is, my sister, is that many of us cannot go past three generations.
Yes.
And so, therefore, if we can't go back more than three generations, then that means that we are void of some part of ourselves. So,
yes, Madam Heaven, that's why we tell them we have a program called Research and Read. Pick up a book. But what book? To pick up the new When I'm You under the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network, because the seeds that were sowed, that they said that your benefit of your faith, that's why we have the new seeds for the Muslim, the Christian, and the Jew, the 144 religions, the 144 new languages of that word they call hollow, they call hollow day. That means something is missing. Even like we say again, that they said Mary Magdalene was a hoe, or going back. Well, where did that word hoe come from? What was the true definition? That it came from a dynasty, of an Asiatic dynasty, to being broken down to be a woman, to be the lowest form of creation, when she's to be respected of the womb to be the highest of creation. So where did that brain control come in? Where did, when it was in the natural order, become unnatural in its order?
Well, what I would like to do is let's just take a moment. I want to ask you to do something with me. Let's take a deep breath right here, right now, and I'm going to tell you why. Thank you, my sister. Now, the reason I ask you to take a deep breath is that there are groups of brothers in particularly that are out in this universe, and they're teaching that the sisters are angry. And the energy that you and I just had was very, very high. And it is a sense, a form of some form of anger. And then the justifiable anger that I want to address, because it's as if this emotion does not exist. But we going back and looking at why can a sister be angry when we take it all the way back to just only the Adam and the Eve story, or the Ha and the Hawa story, that the untruths that have been spoken about us are enough to make you angry. Who has not ever gotten mad when someone has told other than the truth on them? These are things that steam you. These are things that make you emotional. These are things that we want to talk about, but I don't want to talk about it in a hostile way. I don't want to teach about it in a hostile way. I want people to know that we are aware that it is an emotional feeling, and if they can capture the emotional feeling that we have by us say, hey, wait a minute, yes, I do feel this way. However, let's look at the justification of this.
Yes.
Because once we grasp the justification, now it is just us who can come together and work to solve what ails us all. So if we work constantly on our emotional battles that we are having with one another, because what has been identified, as you said earlier, about us being called hoes. Well, I say we can be called hoes if we understand that we're talking about the whole Han dynasty, the Asiatic Moor, of which we are. So if you're going to tell the story, then let's tell the entire story, which is why we are here. We are historians telling his story so that we can set the record straight, so that no one can be saying that, oh, we're a bunch of angry black women. And yes, my sisters are angry, but we are angry because of what has been said of us and what is still being echoed in this atmosphere about us. So, my sister, I just wanted to take that moment and identify that it is a real emotion, and that is what's so special about what we're bringing, is that the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network, the Winnam U, the new ATL, the Asiatic Talk Languages, we want to be in our natural state. We want to make sure that people are able to identify with us because we are going to identify with what is real. So, Madam Heaven, please, my sister, just speak on whatever you'd like to speak in regards to this right now.
Well, you're so profound in the new garden, and that is the tribes of the Israel, the nation, start from beginning of time. And being into that word that we want to all go and be into that state of heaven, the Jannah, the paradise. And so that's why we ask our brothers and sisters to strap themselves in. And when we say the brother or the sister, you may not have come from the biological shared womb, but we said you come from and you are invited into the shared womb of the natural order of creation.
Yes.
That's why we bring you into the Jannah, meaning the paradise, not into the word hello, because hell is low. And all day long, you put yourself in a state of hell, and you wonder why it's toxic, not only to the sister, but the brother. Because while they emotion that they were taught, if you express a tear, a droplet, that you're less than a man. You don't cry. Boys are taught not to cry. So therefore, you're also in that toxic state of emotion. When you tell a sister she's emotional, well, where is that coming from? Your emotion that we had a connect and it became a disconnect from those words of the Adam and the Eve were going back into their land and their culture was what? In the Hebrew, in the Aramaic, or you would say Aramaic, that it was the word ha and hawa. So what is this emotion that we feel? Because when you look at yourself, your reflection in the mirror, and you don't see your ID. You see the reflection like you stole somebody else's ID, and now you're trying to implement it in your reality, and it does not fit. So the emotion you hear from thousands and thousands of years of time and space, well, who taught you to have this emotion? Like we said, the word muck, and if I put an F on that word, and then that emotion, what would arouse you more than one word of another when they're only words? So, yes, brothers, we are emotional, but so are you. I welcome a brother to see him in a natural order when something is hurting him like it's hurting me. Yes, we're supposed to try to cry together. That word L-O-V-E, turn it around in the evolution and the reality of ourselves. That's why we have a connect and disconnect even with ourselves, because everybody says what? I want to find that name that's called soulmate. So you may have to go through some souls to mate, but it's the direction that you go into finding that energy. Madam Shabazz.
Yes, thank you so very kindly, my sister. That's the power of the number seven, is that this is a new birth, the new when I'm you, and we're just bringing it just as the Creator is bringing it to us as the ancestor spirit, and we want to acknowledge the ancestors, for without them we would not be. So they are definitely wholehearted, always with us, always around us.
Yes.
We honor them in every way, in every respect that we know how, and constantly learning and open to new behaviors of recognizing our ancestors. I want to just kind of look at the Adam and the Eve and propose the question is, where were they born? Because where the stories tell us, the stories, and I looked in the stories of both the Quran and the Bible, and I found that they almost mirror each other with a few exceptions. The stories are almost identical.
And the Torah.
And the Torah. The stories are almost identical to one another. And there was very, very little difference of what I saw in there. I think if I looked in the Quran, it does not say necessarily about the tree, but it says that the devil was the one who made them slip up. And the Christianity version talks about it being the tree and that it was Eve who ate of the tree. So we both of them have a stated version, but I have some questions that I would like to propose, not necessarily for us to answer the questions, but questions that will create a thought process in all of our minds so that we can deeply analyze this faith that we have allowed to come into our lives. And we'll talk about that word too, faith, as we go along and how, where faith actually should be placed. But the external faith that we now are practicing, my question is, sis, and you may or may not want to answer it, or you may even have a couple more questions, is where was this tree? What land did this tree exist upon in this part of the earth or in the other part of the earth? Where was this tree? And was this the only tree in creation that was forbidden for anyone to touch or eat of?
Well, Madame Shabazz, you know I so love breaking down the words because I've been doing this ever since I was three, that I could see the Hebrew and the Aramaic going from the right to the left. So as being in this stage that I am now, that what they call the word nasi or the word seeker means vision, the third eye. So as some may have heard when they said babies born in the seventh month or born with the veil, not the veil that the sisters, that the brothers try to put on the sisters to tell them that is sure law, that that's the Islamic law. That is not Islamic law, sisters. That's why we say we must pick up a new book and pick up the book that was before and to compare the balance. Because if they go into the lessons of that word, while we talk about veil again or the third eye, so the word Moses or Musa in the Hebrew and the Aramaic, they said the light was so bright that he was the first prophet, talked directly to the Creator. And the light was so bright that it was blinding. And so he had to put a covering or a veil. So that's where that came from. If you look in the information under the Prophet Muhammad, not the Hadith, because we go right to the source of the book that was K-O-R-A-N that became Q-U-R-A-N. And it says that the prophet said the best of you are the most kindest to their wives, not to put her in that word that we call slavic or Slavic or a slave, because transgression is worse than slavery. So why do you brothers keep your sisters or make them feel they have to have something shield? Because he said to show your face, your feet, and your hands, your freedom of yourself. So that's why, my brothers, we go back to the beginning again with the name. The
well,
messages
Heaven,
and the name.
Let me
the tree,
just
that's why I was
just,
going into the tree.
Yeah,
I just want to say into the word
tree. Don't go nowhere. Hold on about the tree. I want you to talk about the tree. Just hold on. But I want to say this, that you said that the brothers make the sisters wear the veil. But the reality is that now is time for the sisters to take to get out of the understanding.
To take a stand, not the understanding, but the upstanding.
Yes. They must come to the upstanding now. Because if you want freedom, you have to come within yourself. You can't. No one can enslave you unless you are volunteering yourself to be enslaved. So now, that's why we're calling on those 2.5 million sisters to come and stand with us. Those who have the courage to stand on the square, we want them to come and stand with us so that we can help to elevate and bring about the right energy and the right spirit that it takes to be free, because it's going to be up to the spirit, the energy, and the physical existence of the woman to make a difference in the existence of where we want to go. So, sis, go back to the tree now.
Well, yes, sis, as you were speaking about the tree, because the tree has what? It has a root. It has a foundation. It has limbs on it that it expands out to the creation. So as you look at that word, like you said, the tree or the womb or the rebirth of or the seed or the beginning of the tree. And so when we go to the root, that everything in the creation has to come to what? Through the existence of a womb, of a birth. And the word umi means mother. That word, Abu, if you want to go back to the Adam and Eve, well, go back again to their land, their name of their culture, because it was not called Adam and Eve. And that's why, again, the tree, the third eye, as you see on the dollar bill. Now, let's break down when we say that dollar bill, and it shows the pyramid. And why, when they get into the Illuminati, what illuminates? And what is the Illuminati all about? Because it's just another word to go back to the natural law, the Masonic law, the Jewish law. The word comes from the T-U-R and I-S-H of the Turkish. The people of the Ish that they call the what? That what is the Ish? Again, put on words. What is the T-U-R? Means the turban. Means to cover the dome. Because we say in the When I'm You, with the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network, if you don't have dome free, how can you have freedom?
No
to do
freedom.
Me, to do yourself, to reality of yourself, to know yourself in the reality of yourself. That's why we go back to the name and the hidden messages and numbers and letters.
Yes, see, sis, and in that freedom, as we're talking about that word, you can also see the word tree. When you look into that word, as you look at the F, you also should see T-R-E-E. And so you'll
yes.
know that it is absolutely essential for you to know where your land is, because when you find out your land, you will find a part of yourself that will be free to you. So that freedom, some of that is in that, that tree is in there. So you have to look at that. And you write down the word. You can see that it is the do me. Break the word down. Write it down. Break it down. See it as you see it, not as they, I mean, visual. Use your vision. We'll talk about that too, your vision to see the words. It's a part of what has been taken from us. Well, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back and write down
see
those words. Faith. Write that word down. We're going to talk about that word, freedom. See that word. Write your name down. And when you come back, already have a couple of things that you see in your name and the tree. And we don't want to see the tree like tarred and feathered. We want to see the tree as in freedom, as to how we can free ourselves, not the tree of which we have been lynched and burned. We want to be able to free ourselves from that thought process and analyzing where it truly comes from. So hold on. You are listening to the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network, the When I'm You with the New ATL. I am Madam Shabazz, and my wonderful co-host is Madam Heaven, and we will be right back. Welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening
yes.
to the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network on the Blog Talk Radio today, and we are delighted that you joined us. And if you could, visit us on our website at www.seeddropperhomeschoolnetwork.com.
tell us about what you enjoy about our show, our lessons. Let us know what your thoughts are. And we're going to open up our lines. If any, no one has raised their hands yet. We have a nice amount of people that are on hold with us today. So thank you all very much for your wonderful energy. Yeah. And those of you who are tuning in to us through the Internet, we are greatly appreciative of you as well. Hopefully you got wrote some words down about what you want to kind of analyze, start to look at the hidden messages in some of these words, and so that we can find our freedom, so we can find our land. And sis, I want to go back real briefly. I see a hand has been raised, so we're going to take a couple of these questions here. And again, okay. If you have any questions, comments or observations, please feel free to communicate with us and let us know. So I am going to open up the line for 773-9851. You are live. You have any questions, comments, or observations for us today?
Hey, peace and blessings, my beloved sisters. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, ladies, my beloved, that means a place of peace.
Yes, this is Brother Rahman Shabazz. As I called, first off, I would like to thank the ancestors, and secondly, I would like to thank you, sisters. It's an honor, and I'm definitely grateful and thankful to personally love and know and be able to bear witness to the truths you are speaking today. And also, I had wanted to say, I'm loving the energy that you all are bringing. And since I'm on the topic of energy, you all were speaking of emotion. When I hear the word emotion, it allows me to think of energy in motion. So the energy you all are bringing is right on time. It's about time for the woman to upstand and understand who she are, where she come from, and vice versa with the brothers as well. So in reality, brothers are emotional too. Right now, I'm in motion. I'm on the road. I'm traveling right now. So I'm definitely emotional as well. And it all go back to being a complete Moor, a navigator. Because once you understand who you are, you understand that this land is yours. And you understand that you have to be in control. So you can be in control of that energy that's in motion. However, we all are still emotional beings, and we will still be emotional because it's energy in motion.
Well, yes, I would like to say to Brother Rahman, even your name in motion, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, the beneficent, the merciful, when we talk about even the names or attributes of the Creator, which He created us in our creation. And so as that name, Rahman, Ar-Rahim, means the one who took a stand in the Jannah, in the paradise, that the ascension means not in the word death, but in the word to be alive, in motion, in molecules, and to travel the distance in galaxies. For surely you have found your motion and your movement. And so with your beautiful name, I like to say thank you, my brother, for recognizing the realm of the reality of who you are.
Thank you, sister. Thank you. I love you both. Keep it up.
Well, thank you too, Rahman. We love you too. Thank you for tuning in and giving us some of your emotions. I appreciate you. And may the Creator bless you with all of your heart.
Teach the brother what emotions are.
I receive.
Help my brothers. To help brothers and sisters, the balance between us.
And continue to listen to us as we are in great appreciation of you, my brother.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum, Manataka. Shalom. Peace to my brother.
Yes. Yes, yes. And as you're speaking those languages, that's exactly where we want to be right now, is what was the language that the Adam, that's something that I am saying, the Adam. That in my
the Adam.
But it's the, it was only singular.
and the Eve as if it was only singular in all of the creation on this universe, of all of this land of 196,940,000 square miles. There was only two existences of two beings, and that there was only one, there was one tree in this entire earth that they couldn't eat.
Break it down, Madame Shabazz. That's why your name is the Israel.
Breaking down the tree. Absolutely. We must be able to look up
to break
the tree.
Up this tree. And Madame Shabazz, you know, once you said to me so profoundly, when you said, I'm looking down in the tree, so that meant that you had the vision of being in the heavens, in the Jannah, in the paradise, that you had ascended with your own self.
Well, thank you, my sister. You say some of the kindest things to me, and I really appreciate that. We do have another caller that has a question. So before we move forward, let's acknowledge this caller at 773-3490. You have any questions, comments, or observations? You are live.
Sure. Peace and blessings to you, sisters. I commend y'all work that y'all doing.
Peace and blessings. Manataka. Assalamu alaikum. Shalom.
Makes love. Come on, watching our children drop Kyle for season today, man. I like to speak on when y'all was dressing about names. My mother named me Vincent. And I looked up my name kind of early and learned that the name was a Arabic name, and it was a French name, but it means conquer. And since I learned that, it always stayed in my mind that I have to conquer my problems, the things that come into my life. And it had courage to me just to have that knowledge of the premise of my name. My middle name is Wayne, which means builder. And at first I was thinking like it meant wagon builder. And I was kind of disappointed, like, oh, that's a soft name, oh, wagon. But then I thought about it. I said, man,
Your name is Hagar, my brother.
Your name is Hagar. To be a builder. And it's something about, like you said, the two words of faith and freedom. And what I have seen and observed in my own life as a scientist, and scientists are observers and testers of reality, that the main thing that keep our people from breaking through to really enhance their faith and breaking free and becoming have freedom is that they bound up with too much fear, and they fear stopped them from moving forward.
Yeah.
And I would say to you, sisters, if they say y'all angry, that's cool, because you need a look. You need some anger to break free.
We appreciate the balance.
You know,
Brother, that's why I would like to say your name is Inawa. Your name is Inawa from the word the Manataka, coming from the word Opanay Ekora, the word Alayahum Kumpaku means to be it be. But the word as the Jerakawa as the word Inawa. See, the inner peace of the warrior within you. That's what you see. That's what you're trying to, that connection that you feel, that you identify with the vapor of the ancestors. That's why I ask people, can you see the wind? Can you see the wind, my brother? Because you see the molecules of your ancestors. You see what we are, nuclear acid. It's always with you. It always will be. So that's what you feel in the vapors, in the creation, in the molecules traveling out to the astral travel in the galaxies as we travel around the sun. So you feel molecules are being the warrior.
That was supposed to be my name. Yeah.
Yes, in a while.
What I have also observed is that if you want freedom, you got to fight for it. And if you're not willing to fight for your freedom, because there's so many doctrines and there's so many traps that have been laid out in our psyche over time, and there's so many things that we have been accustomed to doing that's contrary to our own growth, that if you want freedom, you got to fight for them, and you got to have faith that you will eventually break through them, because they're such a thick tree that you don't chop
take
them down.
Take your stand. Take your stand.
And
take your stand. The NY to the word Yah, to the word Yah, we are Yahweh. That's why we always say holla, holla, because if you take the H-A-L-L-A, it's the word Allah. So we're just going back into the natural in words of our existence. That's why we always say holla of the Jah, of the Yahweh, or the Yahweh, the people of the way of the Yom. That's why you see your tree, you see your root, you see your ancestors, you see yourself, my brother.
Yeah, I'd just like to be honest to y'all. Y'all keep up the fight. I'll be checking in much as I can and support while I can. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.
Peace. Peace and love, my brother.
Peace
thank you
love.
So very kindly for
Not
tuning in to us. Hang on the line. We are very excited to have your energy. We do want to take another caller. We have a caller at 214-818-8181. Do you have any questions, comments, or observations for us today? Your line is live.
Peace and blessings, sisters. How are y'all?
Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. Peace and love, my sister.
Well,
my
name is pronounced, well, a lot of people call it Shantae, but it's pronounced, I guess it's pronounced Shanta. It's S-H-U-N-T-A. And like
S-H-U-N-T-A.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Wow, sister, the power of the Kunta Kinte coming from the word of Jafar, from the word from the Rastafari. Your word means to shun, to light. As a word we say for light is the word Norda. So as the sea going into, we were talking about the root of the tree when you see the word han or the word hunt, that you see that in your essence of your existence that you are a sister that is a seeker who wants to know. Because you just don't go on the vibe of what someone else says. You want to go and research for yourself. It's a longing in you to know. And so that's what I see in your beautiful name. The word, the last two letters is at. So you are at the right place in your name where you should be.
Mm-hmm.
You see the word N-U-H is the word hun, or the word hun meaning the word open or to look. And if I would put an S on it, the hun, again, with the letters in your name, the S-H, like we have a word we say, Insha, the word Allah, or Allahyuhum, means the one who brought me from the womb. Your name, Insha, or the Shah, or the Shaka, in your name, is the existence of the word, meaning you are at your will. So you recognize the womb of creation, and you're right in the place that you need to be, and my sister keeps seeking.
And I just want to say that she's probably smiling at the what you said, as I know her, and she is a person who don't take what nobody says. She go get it for herself.
Yes,
Shanta, she is a mover. She is a doer. So the what you said, just in the time frame that I have known her, I'm sure that she is having some kind of a smile on her face. But before she go, I want her to tell us about you.
Yeah. And we said the word Allahyuhum because it means like the word kumba or kumpa kum, or in the word assalamualaikum. You hear you hear the womb. You hear the word A'um, mean Umi, means mother, means natural creation. And so that's why you also smile.
Yes, sister, you have any other things that you'd like to say? I certainly appreciate you tuning in
today. I'm enjoying the show, and I'm learning a lot. I got my pen and paper.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. Hold on. Yes, my sister. Thank you so very kind for shedding some light, as you always do. I want to take us back really quickly, as we are at the 5 o'clock hour now. I want to just talk about something very quickly. What I would like to do is let's move forward off to Adam and Eve, because it's a very emotional state, but we got to come back to it again, because it's so prevalent to us breaking it down so that we can build up the real reality of who we are and how these stories have been put upon us. But before I leave, though, and we're going to take a break, but I do want to go back to just one thing and just talk about the books,
the tree,
and the faith. Yeah, the tree, the books. That's where it came from, right?
Because the word tree is the word in the Rig Veda, the Torah, the Bible, and Quran. And even that word, my Christian brothers and sisters, the word Bible comes from the word basilica. It means papyrus of paper or the written law, that, as they say, we should not eat of the swine. It's in all the books. And, sister, you're right on time. That's why it's so important with the when nam you. Nam means yes. La means no in the Hebrew and the Aramaic. And so when we know ourselves and we can, the words and identification and the hidden messages, because we must go back to the beginning of the creation and the words, even of the Creator, to break those words down, like I said, why we always say Allah, but it's the word Allah, not a arm, a leg, a arm, head, but the essence. If you break down that word, mean the A-L-L equals all praise of the A-H of your life in your breath when you say ha. That's what a doctor speak, ha, so you can take that breath. Not that Allah came in the person of Master Farah Muhammad, because that's the same as we say that the Christians say that the Creator came in Jesus. Or the part that we say, when even with the Prophet Muhammad, when we say Ashhadu la ilaha illallah and Muhammad Rashik Allah to whom, there is no and with the Creator. So that's why we must go back to the beginning of these words, because that is the start of the beeline of that word faith, that we put ourselves. Everything that we do is based on the law of what? Our history. And our religion.
Yes, no doubt, my sisters. Certainly our history and religion. And we will come back and we can start right there at our history and our religion, because therein
and
is
our
where
tree.
We have. Yes, we have tied
the DNA
tree
of the tree.
Things.
Yes, the DNA of the tree, my sister.
So you are listening to the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network. I am Madam Shabazz, and my co-host is Madam Heaven, and we will be right back. Welcome back. You are tuned in to the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network, the When I'm You with the new ATL. I am Madam Shabazz, and my co-host is Madam Heaven, and you are listening to the Blog Talk Radio today. If I find love again, when I think of finding love again, I just say, you talked about, we left off saying history and religion. If I find love again, what does that do? We can go back and find the love of ourselves and our history and our religion, which is our way of life, but we know that it is to rely on. So, sisters, here we are, her historians telling his story, so that we want to stand on the square of the land, the language, the law, and the love, the evolution
and
of ourselves.
And that's why that's... Yes, and Madam Shabazz, that's why we stand on the root. We stand on the root of our foundation. That's why we stand in the four L's on the square. That's why we can take the circumference of the universe that is that round or foundation. But we can put our square in a circle because we get into the upstanding in the atmosphere of the cosmos, of the astral travel. Even though our people say hello all day long and stay in the condition of hell because it is low in the Hades, because we know we have to have that balance, and where is that balance? So again, we go to the tree. Because as you said, to have that apple, why do a doctor even now tell you, well, if you eat an apple a day, that you will be healthy and well? So what was in that apple, as you spoke about that tree, that was poison? What was the knowledge in that apple that was so profoundly eaten by the Eve of the womb? That the creation, the creator made natural, and now it became unnatural. So what was the DNA in that apple, Madame Shabazz?
Sis, you ask such wonderful questions, and I wanna just say that there is deep history that is tied into the tree, especially here on this side of the water in this country. What is tied into the tree is lynching is tied into the tree. And why the tree? Because that was not the only way that they murdered us and killed us. That was not the only way. But the tree in its existence is the very existence that is a linkage to who we are, the heritage of ourselves, the existence of the energy of our ancestors. So not only did they want to put into your mind about not being involved with nature, not coming to a tree, not respecting the tree, not understanding that the very foundation of the tree, which talks when it blows through the wind, it sings songs if you listen very carefully.
Yes.
But they wanted us to be disconnected and hate the tree so that we would not understand that it is the roots of the tree.
The yes, to hate the womb, Madame Shabazz, because when you hate the very essence of the womb that you came through, that when you were just in your alive molecules in the DNA acid, when they enter into each other, the sperm acid and the egg acid, that they connected in that womb. So that is the hatred that we see from within ourselves, again, spilled out into that word emotion. Now let's break down the E-O of the word etho, or the word etho of the word your ethnic, going into what tree, as you said, where was the tree, on what part of the earth, where was that garden of paradise, what side of the earth was it on, what side did the Adam and the Eve, or the Ha and the Hawa, which President Obama, they say his mother came from the word Hawaii. Who was the people of Hawaii? Because they are not the word European. People identify that word white with European. White implies what? Pure and translucent, and they're neither. they'll call euros. So let's first of all break down on applications. When they say you black, you not black, because look in the word lack of being yourself. Stop letting people put you in the box, and you have to examine. Okay, let's examine people, even what we say. Don't take it for face value. Go investigate, examine, research and read. Start picking up a book so you
can
at least start filtering information to the consciousness and the subconscious of the 3BC of the tree. That's your third eye, what you see. Not just with your physical two eyes, but the eyes that was given to you naturally. If you were blind, look at blind people that do not have the physical eyes. They have to use their third eye. So just get around someone may have lost their sight.
And since as you talk about the research and read, pick up a book, I just want to acknowledge that it will be a program that we will introduce that is being headed up by my sister, Madam Heaven, Research and Read, Pick Up a Book program, where we will be introducing exactly what that program entails as we move further into our opening. And our opening, official opening, for our school is May 29th, where we will have our first webinar that will be simultaneously aired with this Blog Talk Radio lesson. So they will go hand in hand with one another, and that will be the beginning of the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network kickoff. From that point on, we will be having our webinars and our teleconferences. So if you have not, go to our website at www.seeddropperhomeschoolnetwork and fill out the contact us so that we can send you our official application to enroll into our school. And so far, things are going very well. So we're looking forward to more of you responding. Our school is very affordable. We actually are just doing $10 per course. That is all we're requiring of people. We just want to bring the information forward, not looking to break the bank, so to speak, but we are looking to crack open the domes of the minds. That's our goal. We do want to break your bank, your mind bank, so that we can crack up some of all of these things that have been put in us by the attachments of what we have put in ourselves by looking outside of ourselves for what we call the faith. And that's where we talk about, let's go with the religion, sis, because the religion has made us and taught us, and it gives us a false sense of the reality of ourselves, because we are constantly looking outside of ourselves for the answer. But in reality, nothing exists. Nothing that we see exists unless it came through the mind of a man or a woman. But yet we still look outside of ourselves for the answers. When everything in creation that we see on this physical realm has to come through the mind of ourselves. So we put our faith outside of ourselves so that someone has to be the intercessor to our own deliverance of ourselves. We don't get the Holy Ghost for ourselves. We keep getting the Holy Ghost for somebody else. And we're saying use the ancestor spirit of that Holy Ghost to dive deep into your own darkness of your own existence, to dive deep into the realms of the creation, using the laws of the universe that have been set forward for us to find one's own existence, to find the love, the evolution of oneself. That word faith, if we can look at that word.
Well, yes, Madam Shabazz, breaking down even for that first word of the letters F-A, meaning the fa of the word, F-R-E, and free, in the word in tree. Because what words you see is the fa of the re-examine or recondition or reincarnate. If you look at that word again of the word faith, and also in the word seed, because you see the word seed in the tree of the re, The read going back to what you reap is what you sow. And as they say, from the faith of what kind of seed? Well, let's break down that word mustard seed. Because the word is first what? You must first see. That word is A-R-D, written from the left to the right. But if you say it's from the right to the left, it is the word D-R-A, which comes from the word E-L-A-B-U-D-R-A, negra. The people, the ancestors of the valley of the king and queens. Please go on their computer. Now, as you said, sister, you said the Holy Ghost. Because we do have a Holy Ghost, because the word, if you get into holy, it means sacred. And the ghost means an ancestor. Because can you see your ancestors? Well, that's why that word holy, a ghost, the vapors of yourself. Because they were sacred. And look at that word red, relating to the blood of the people that run through your veins, the blood that runs through your veins, the blood that runs through your DNA from your what? Land, language, your law, your love. If you can't identify, when you look in the mirror, and if you will look at a reflection of yourself, and if you cannot see the body or what's called the temple, what essence or what reality would you see yourself? So that's why we have to take you also, meaning the quad, meaning four, the four L's of your language. First your land, then your language, then your law of yourself. Because we want to awaken you into words, the words in the Hebrew and the Aramaic. It meant a ghoul. It meant a grave robber. Admit one who robbed you of yourself. So that's why we break words. But when you, everything has an emotion to it. That's why I say again, well, whose land are you following? Whose language are you following? Whose law are you following? Whose love are you following? Perhaps when you look in the reflection of yourself, do you see yourself in the mirror? So maybe you're fighting your own emotion and your own reality to find who you are, to read the third eye. When we say the word ancestors or ancestors of the ants, because old slugger, study the ant and become wise, as the brother Wayne said, that he feels inside, that he's a builder, because he's a warrior. Warriors just don't sit around. Warriors know themselves. They know they may be killed in battle. But for the freedom and the love of the people, like that word Cherokee, George Washington cut down the cherry tree. See, he thought he cut us down, the homicide and genocide under President Obama's Dream Act, Leave No Child Behind. So if that's the case in point, why are our people still on reservations? Why do our people, are the first people when they talk about freedom, don't have freedom? So, brothers and sisters, if you hear that emotion, it's the love that I have for you, not the disconnect, but trying to bring back the connect. When I say the words Manitaka, I put you into a state of a shocker, of a being on both sides of the earth, that you feel yourself of that word and the ancestors. So let's bring it back home. Let's bring the love back home. Let's bring the law back home. Let's bring the language back home. Let's bring the land back home. We must take the power back.
Yes, Madam Heaven, and taking that back, looking at the lineage, even in examining that word, the lineage, the line age of yourself. So if you find, you must line yourself up so that you will know the age of what you come from. You will understand the birth record of your family when you break down the words and really get to who you really are. And when you do that, just like Vincent Wayne did, then that gives you an idea in your name and your land that what you did, what your family did, were they builders? Now he knows that he is a builder. But he also knows that in being in a builder, you had to be a traveler. And yeah. In being a traveler, then that means that somewhere along your heritage, then there had to be people who were farmers, that were scientists. He used the word scientist himself, said
yes.
He was a
yes.
scientist.
Yes.
And you have, so it's very important that we know what our lineage is so that we can be able to identify with some of the things that we naturally have within us, those things that we find ourselves loving but don't know where it comes from. But if you
yes.
if you go back down your tree, if you go back, which is why they keep cutting down the trees now, they don't want you to even get the idea that you
yes.
have tree is important to you. Everywhere you go across this country, they are cutting down the trees. Why is that? It's just not, it's for, it's more than what you see. But we can't
yes.
see because we have allowed ourselves to become a part of the programming. Sis, we're going to take a break. We're going to pick right back up when we come back about what you see and your vision. Because
yes.
it is that right there that is blocking us because we can't see the tree, although it's right before our eyes. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. So hold on, please, and thank you for tuning in with us today.
Peace and love, sister. Root Mama Maternal Care is here to meet your womb health needs. Root Mama has helped women all over the country improve their womb health, fertility, hormonal balance, self-esteem, and family life. Explore how our signature service and products can take your wellness to the next level and at a very affordable price. Womb health consultation, birth planning, labor and delivery support, postpartum care, belly dance, and much more. Discover how Root Mama's high-quality organic products will enhance your well-being. Herbal blends, body butters, healing jewelry, and much more. Visit us online today at www.rootmama.org. Join our Facebook page, facebook.com/rootmama. Call us anytime, 682-587-ROOT. Again, that number is 682-587-ROOT. Consider Root Mama your community doula. A nation can rise no higher than its woman. Every woman and family deserves a doula. Visit us online, www.rootmama.org.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network, the When I'm You with the new ATL. We are live here on this wonderful Wednesday, April the 24th, on the Blog Talk Radio. And Sister Freya, Root Mama is appropriate to exactly what we're talking about, the root,
yes.
the root of the matter, getting down to the trees. And we can't see the forest for the trees. We can't see. Our vision is being impaired. And why is our vision being impaired? And I'm going to propose this, that our vision is being impaired because we are looking at the television. And in the television, it has made us have a poor understanding that we are here, right now. And in that understanding of what we're doing to ourselves is that they give us the programming of what we need, what we want, what our desires should be. So in doing that, you can't see because the programmers understand that if they are blasting something in your eyes, all you can do is see, and that you can't have vision as to what they are presenting in right before you. In addition to that, the frequencies that they are putting out are very critical in shaping and molding you into exactly what they want. So therefore, when we are listening and looking and living our lives out of the television, then we can't see. We don't understand, but they're showing us everything. For example, there was a cartoon that recently came out called Lorax, And in that cartoon, they're showing the people are existing with no real trees, no real grass. They paying for the grass. They paying for the trees. Everything is artificial. And they're even paying for the air. And so are we not being chemtrailed every day in artificial air where they are covering the realm of our own existence every single day? Are we not seeing right here before our very eyes where the trees are being cut down and that there's been artificial, some little bitty small trees they might put up, them trees probably not going to grow, or it's going to take them 100 or 200 or even 300 years just to get up off the ground. So, but the ones that are here now, the ones that blow, the ones that give us energy, the ones that give us frequencies, those are the ones that they are chopping down right now because they have the secrets. They have the knowledge. They can give us the knowledge that we need to be able to clearly communicate with our ancestors. But we don't understand that because that has that faith of being outside of our reality, of those unnatural ways of life, have not allowed us to know that we can communicate with every energy that is on this planet. So the vision that we need is what we're saying here at the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network is let us break up some of them bricks in our heads. Come on, let's rattle our head a little bit. You know, we don't want to give you the shaking baby syndrome, but we want to get close enough so we can break up some of this stuff so we can really make some things happen. And that's, again, why we are calling on the 2.5 million sisters to come and lock arms with us so that we can wake up the existence of ourselves and to help shape and mold the existence of the next seven generations that are to come. So come on, my sisters, lock arms with us. Madam Heaven?
Yes, Madam Shabbat.
Let's talk about this lineage and heritage that we should be leaving behind for our children, but because being involved with the television and its stilling and our stilling of ourselves. Let me hear your words on that, and I have some things I'd like to elaborate on about that as well.
Well, yes, Madam Heaven, first of all, that word ancestor, because if you ask most people the lineage of their ancestors, they cannot answer you. For instance, we have most of the people of color. When you ask them about that word Afarika, of the word Amerika, of the many ports, why it was called the Puerto Rico, or like the word Cuba, most people don't even know that the word Negros come from the word, like Cuba, like Fidel Castro, who went to Angola and freed 50,000 of his ancestors, brothers and sisters. So when we say the word Negros, let's go back to the islands. Let's go back to Trinidad, Tobago, Jamaica, Trinidad. Let's go back to Puerto Rico of the ports, where the word Spain, the Brazilians, that came through. But we said we cannot identify our lineage, our heritage, and the connection of Cecilia Cruz, of the blue black sister that stood up for her people in her music and in her tone and in her words as the soul sister Aretha Franklin, that gives the sounds and the many sisters and brothers that we cannot identify with the Haitians, John Wycliffe, even where his name of the Bible and who wrote it. Because everybody says, my Christian brothers and sisters, and I get in every religion. And we break it down to faith because we have to. But we have to understand that word to be a Christian, the Christ of her. And who was King James and his family and his lineage and why he died with his gay lover. So why is there so much emphasis when we say things passed down to our ancestors or from our ancestors? Brothers and sisters, why don't we know right here in Mexico the word was T-E-J-A-S or T-E-J-A-H-S. The Tejas, not the T-E-X-A-S, which became Christmas or Christopher. Because if you break down the word Christopher, Christ of her, her of Christ is who? It's the American flag. It's the parliament. Yes, that's who we say when you say I pledge my allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, the states that united, that became the United States. So why is not Mexico part of the states that became united? But the New Mexico is. Was there a struggle in the lineage of the people and the ancestors that it changed from the jah of that word yom, mean Yahweh or Yahweh, the way of the people? How did it, were we X'd out? You can't X us out. We are the new Wen Nam Yu dropping seeds, the universal seeds, that we welcome all creation to come into a new existence. That's why we are in the 22nd century, in the fourth millennium. Because people say, well, why are we in the 21st millennium? Excuse me, they're going to, we in the third millennium, excuse me, in the 21st century. Well, what is the century and what is the millennium? And why are we in the 21st and the third? So going back again was passed down to you in your lineage and in your heritage. The hidden words and the hidden messages in the words. That's why we educate you from that word, teach, teacher, teaching. Teaching, teacher, teach. Because we have to go into the reality of existence where things started. And it existed in the natural realm of all creation. Not just some. We give it all. We give both sides of the balance. We don't just speak about one people and don't speak about another. For that wouldn't be that word to be what? F-R-E-E to see. As in the word Memphis. Okay, let's go back to that word Memphis. Most people think of Tennessee. Well, let's go back in the word Tennessee. The word Nasi means the word to see, to be a seeker. Coming from the word Memphis, coming from Timbuktu. The lineage of your the word ancestors. So let's
yes,
see
heaven.
These hidden messages and words.
Yes, and I, what I would like to add to that is that if you just look at the existence of what is going on right here in North America, then you can see that we've been up out of so-called slavery long enough to have already been leaving something behind in the way of lineage and heritage or what our children should have inherited right now. What we have been inheriting is H-E-L-L that is passed down to us very, very easily. And a part of that process that has been passed down to us is because it has been out of the selfishness that we have towards our children's future. We are eating the seeds and hoping that we have fertile ground for our next generation. And the legacy that we are leaving right now is filled with the principles of wastefulness and a lot of disrespect of the elements of time and space that we are leaving for our children. Now, we do understand that the future is right now, at least most of us do. If we, but although we spend as if there is no right now, as if the future will never arrive. And I want to look at two words of what I just said in the atmosphere of looking and examining words. Let's look at that word selfishness. And look at that word and you break it down and you'll see the word S-E-L, which is sale or S-A-L-E or S-A-I-L. And then you see the word fish, F-I-S-H, and then the word ness. So what does that word actually mean? You can look at this word from several dynamics. One is either you are selling yourself, you meaning you as a water person, since we are 75 to 80% water, then you are selling yourself by allowing yourself to be easily programmed by looking at the television, and the television is making you spend all of your money. So therefore, the NESH, the N-E-S-S, which is your nest egg that is supposed to be for your future generations, is no more. It is not there because you have sold yourself in the sale of your selfishness.
Yes.
So I say, take your anchor up. Don't drop your water no more, your anchor down in this water of the television that is having you to swim in murky waters. Clean up your mind. And you clean up your mind by allowing things to go into your mind that will develop you. You clean up your mind by understanding that if you purchase hair, somebody else's hair, for $500, $300 to $500, even all the way up to the thousands, you are buying some other entity, some other energy of hair. So what are you doing? You're taking on that energy that exists into that hair. Do you know what the energy was? It could be good. It could be bad. But it's not yours. It don't belong to you. You're taking on an artificial assimilation and using someone else's hair. So that part, if you are riding in lots of fancy cars, and not having even $50,000 put away for the future existence of your children, then you have neshed. You are going into the nest egg for the future generation. If you are living in a home that is so extraordinarily big that only one family is living in that home, then you are violating the law, and you are wasteful. It's a law of wastefulness, that you don't even need that much energy in your house, that much space in your house, but yet you are using that. So it's a disrespect of the time and space that we are in by spending our heritage. And the future is right now. There is no gap. There is no time. It is the perpetual now of what we need to do. We prepare now. And we do that now, then we will not be spending, S-P-E-N-D, you are spending until your end. You're not leaving nothing behind. You're not leaving your land. You're not speaking your language. You don't know your law, and you certainly are not demonstrating love by your behavioral actions. So we're saying that it is time that we stand on the square of understanding our lineage, understanding the heritage, understanding the responsibility that we have this day and time and space towards connecting ourselves with the seven generations before and after. That tree, if we go barking up that tree, we will find the true existence as to who we are. We will find the evolution of ourselves, and we will put our own selves on the square, because we'll be taking responsibility toward our ancestry, toward our angelic ancestors, the ones who have the galactic of what they have put forward for us. We'll be able to reach that if we begin to understand the true nature of the legacy that we continue to leave behind. Let's change our dynamics. We can change our destiny by setting the sails even now with changing our habits and changing our behavior and changing our thought process and putting the faith back into one's own personal existence and taking the faith from not that outside of yourself, but bringing it within. This is what will make the difference, and we want to continue to be a part of that process here at the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network, the When I'm You with the new ATL. That's why we do what we do, to make a difference in our own existence. Madam Heaven?
Yes, Madam Shabazz, that was so profoundly put.
Thank you, my sister.
As
How
always.
Are you? How are you doing? How are you doing right now?
Well, Madam Shabazz, as I always say, your name, the tribes of Israel, and my name, Denise, is really the name heaven. Dine is the word heaven spelled going from the right to the left. The NEVA, Dine, the people who spoke with a different speech 2.5 million years ago. Why I say the word Manithaka, the language on the people of this side of the earth, and the word he or heem, and the word Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the one that's in your name, the insha, the word we say inshallah, if it be the will of the Creator. It is not the will of the Creator. The Creator does not need a will. The Creator does not need anything from the creation. It's for us to recognize the will in ourselves, to recognize the energy taught of the pen which we knew not. We can call the Creator many names. And the reason why I say the Creator, because it's singular, meaning one. Yom, the word mean one, not God or Lord, because the word Lord comes from the word landlord, the Lord of the lands. Me Lord, me Lord, me Lord. Those was the gods coming from the word Dehesus, which they took off the J in the Hebrew and Aramaic, or in the Hebrew, and the word became what? J, Jesus, because the word of the people of the land, the name was Yeshua, was the name. It was no Jesus. The word in the Aramaic was Isa. I serve the word Allah, or the word Hala, or the word Allahuhum, or the word Ekora, Allahuhum, Kum Fai Kum. To be, it be. There is no beginning, there is no end. So bring it into one's existence where the word Kumba, Ya, Kumba, means to say or come by here, my creator. The word was the Lord. Because the same word, a landlord, can apply to that same word, Lord. If you even take that word God and turn it around, it's the word dog. We do not associate the Creator as being a dog. Even though you research and read and pick up a book, you will see it was the doggone people. While we say doggone it, I hit my elbow. That was the keepers of the ark, the keepers of the law. So, again, as we apply words in the hidden messages, that's why we have to go back to the tree. Because where are your seeds, or what kind of seeds was planted in your generation to give you your thought process to plant those seeds to bloom up your tree that you rely on? Because your tree is your rock, it's your dome, your casa. Your foundation, the negros, meaning the dark people, or the dark rock, or the first house called Kaaba. That not Abraham, Ham is not kosher, but the Ibrahim and his son, Ishmael, built the first house for the Jews. But Sammy Davis Jr. said he was a Jew. He knew who he was. He knew that his ancestors came from Judah. That is the name of the Nazi, meaning the word of the Nazarene. That word, Yeshua, where his people came from. So next time when you say the Aryan nation, it means the nation of the swastika, meaning the Indus people, the first people, the Moorish people, that the word was Moors, that came Muslims and then Muslims. Because Muslim simply means a word in the Hebrew and Aramaic. It simply means what? I submit my will to the Creator. See, that's how the trickology came in. So that's why we're putting into the truthology and taking away the mythology. So as you continue to come into our teaching, the historians of the new When I'm You dropping new seeds in the seed drop of homeschool network, because we want you to start home with yourself and then go abroad. So that connection, brother and sister, that how we had a disconnect when we were connected on a natural level, how we disconnect or disassociate ourselves with the unnatural. See, we take a stand. We don't want to be into the understanding. We want to lift you up into the Jannah, the paradise, the heaven where everybody wants to go in the state of peace. No one wants to be in the word, hello, hello. Yeah, hell is low all day long. And then you wonder why your state of condition is in the state that it is. That's why we say, assalamu alaikum, from the word Jaru, the salam, the peace of the word Manataka, means a place of peace.
Well, Madam Head, as we talk about word shape and mold, but it, in the spelling of that word, it is every single day as you talk about the state of condition, but it's linear. It's every day.
We're having a little technical difficulty, but Madame Shabazz, can you hear it, and can you repeat what you just said, please? Hear my voice, our listeners, our callers, we thank you and truly invite you and to ask a guest to come and listen and participate with our shows to get the information that you will need to govern yourself, to govern your land, to govern your language, to govern your law, to govern the rights of the love from within, to see the evolution of yourself. Madame Shabazz, can you hear me? Well, I believe we're still having a little technical difficulty. If you can hear my voice, we would love for you to just hold on, and if you're just tuning in, we're talking about today, talking about your land. And we're talking about your ancestors and what was passed down. So we would like to say that we getting to the who, the when, the where, the why, the how, the intent, and what's implied. So we thank you for listening, Madame Shabazz.
I have finally gotten back again. Thank you. I actually have had different phones, not the phone. The system keep kicking out, so I'm not sure, but that's okay. I'm totally appreciative of what we have had today. I appreciate our listeners. There is definitely clear. Again, this lesson today, talk had that the system had been hacked or interfered with, if you don't like the word hacked. But I'm totally grateful for
well,
all those.
Well, I just know the energy in the universe is the one thing about energy is vapor. So you cannot stop energy. It's already transferred. So I guess
yes.
That lovely energy in the universe was breaking down the molecules in the line. That ESP,
well,
that X-ray sensory perception.
Well, before we go, I do see that there is a couple of callers who have their hands up. So let's see if we can acknowledge them before we get out of here.
Yes.
Back to the 773 Zero, if you are still online, you are live. Do you have any last words that you'd like to leave with us today? Yeah, all the off the line. Okay, and let's go to the 469-852. You are live. All right. And not ready yet.
very.
Thank you, my divine sister. I appreciate you, as I always do. You are a wonderful woman, and I am delighted that the Creator blessed me to have you.
And I'm looking at the reflection of myself. Thank you, Madame Shabazz. For you are a truly reflection of the womb.
2.5 million sisters line with us, lock arms with us.
Yes, we say the Manataka, we say the Shalom, we say the Assalamu Alaikum, we say the Kamosta, we say Dutch di Dutch, and we welcome all. You know, we just have a short period of time, but we try to stay within the realm of the seven for now, languages that we get in. So we appreciate every week that you have your pencil and your pad or your pencil or your pen ready to come into the dome room of the ATL.
Yes. Tuning in, we will be here at the same time, same place, next Wednesday, here on blogradio.com with C Dropper Homeschool Network. For call-ins will always be 323-927-2927. Tune in to us next week. Visit onto our website, www.cdropperhomeschoolnetwork.com. We will be delighted to be with you next week. Just remember that your faith lies within. Seek your own inner guidance. Go within, look within, be within. Spend some time with yourself. Love yourself, know yourself, hug yourself, and get to the bottom of who you are so you can be yourself. Until next time, peace and love.
And when I'm you.